Welcome to your five for the day. The male mandarin duck has the most elaborate, beautiful and ornate plumage with distinctive long orange feathers on the side of the face, orange sails on the back and pale orange flanks. The female is dull by comparison, with a grey head and white stripe behind the eye, brown back and mottled flanks. They were introduced to the UK from China, with the main population of mandarins being in south, central and eastern England. But small numbers do occur in Wales, northern England and Scotland. These birds like lakes with plenty of overhanging trees and bushes. Years ago, a boy named Johnny went with his sister Mary to visit their grandparents on their farm. The grandmother had a pet male mandarin duck, of which she was extremely fond. It was a handsome duck, and one day, as Johnny was playing, he aimed his slingshot at the duck and hit the duck right on the head. The bird toppled over, kicked a few times, and died. Johnny was frightened. He looked around and saw no one, so he grabbed the duck and ran into the woods. He dug a hole and buried the duck, and then he went back to the house. No one seemed to have noticed. Johnny and Mary always divided the chores, and that evening it was Mary's turn to do the supper dishes. But after supper, Mary turned to Johnny and said, "You do the dishes tonight." "No," he said, "this is your night. I'm going out to play." Mary said, "I saw you kill that duck. If you don't do exactly what I tell you to do, I will tell Grandma what you did. And you know what that means. It was her prize duck." "All right," said Johnny, "I'll do the dishes." The next time that it was Mary's turn, the same thing happened. This continued for 2 weeks. Every time that Johnny complained, Mary said, "Johnny, remember the duck?" At last, Johnny could stand it no longer, and he went to his grandmother. Johnny stood around and twisted his ear and bit his nails. Finally said, "Grandma, there's something I have to say." "What is it, son?" she asked. "It's the hardest thing I've ever had to say, Grandma," he said. "2 weeks ago, I was playing with my slingshot and I shot at your duck and killed it." Wiping a tear from her cheek, the grandmother reached out to him and said, "Come here, son." She put her arms around him. "I was sitting upstairs by an open window and I saw you kill the duck." Then she said, "I wondered how long you were going to take this bondage to Mary. I've watched her give you orders for 2 weeks, and I wondered when you would come to me. God has seen everything that we have done. He is waiting on us to come and confess our sin, to acknowledge it and say, 'God, here I am, forgive me. I want to be free. I want a fresh start.' We all want freedom, political freedom, intellectual freedom, and moral freedom. We want freedom from prejudice, freedom from ignorance, freedom from poverty, and even religious freedom. Our world is concerned about freedom, but very few people ask what really is freedom. Freedom is not the absence of restraint. That could lead to anarchy. Freedom is not the absence of laws. That could lead to chaos. Freedom is not doing whatever you please that would result in abuse. Freedom is the privilege and power to become all that God wants you to become. Freedom is the opportunity to fulfill your potential to the glory of God. God's method for freedom is truth. Truth has been given to us. Jesus said, 'I am the way and the truth and the life.' This is why he exclaimed, 'If the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed.' When you know Jesus Christ as your Saviour, you know God's living truth, and that truth sets you free." Thank you for listening. God bless you.